MRP Planning Logic. Exhibit 4-64 summarizes the steps in material requirements planning, MRP. Note the three MRP processes shown in bold: exploding, low-level coding, and offsetting. These processes are explored more next. Exploding, bill of material explosion, and low-level coding. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following terms related to explosions. Bill of material explosion, the process of determining component identities, quantities per assembly, and other parent component relationship data for a parent item. Explosion may be single level, indented, or summarized. Requirements explosion, the process of calculating the demand for the components of a parent item by multiplying the parent item requirements by the component usage quantities specified in the bill of material. Explode, to perform a bill of material explosion. A bomb explosion is often referred to as exploding a bomb, and, as the definition states, this explosion can stop at a particular level or continue until all quantities are identified, down to purchased items. Exploding determines material requirements by multiplying each material by its usage quantity and recording it in the product tree. However, since the MRP system calculates requirements for multiple parent items that may use the same component, net requirements for an item cannot be calculated until all of the component requirements at all levels in all parent bombs have been calculated. The simplest way to avoid missing a requirement for an item and having to recalculate is to count that item starting at its lowest level of usage, which is called low-level coding. Low-level coding assigns code numbers to items according to where they are used in assembly of all the bombs being processed. By aggregating the components by levels, the MRP system captures all occurrences of a component and avoids having to recalculate requirements. While this process is typically automated in an MRP system, for teaching or testing purposes, low-level coding and exploding might take the form of constructing a product tree given some data on parent-child or parent-component relationships and quantities. Exhibit 4-65 shows a list of parents and their children, with quantities listed in parentheses. Since the quantity of the parent will have a multiplying effect on quantities of items in its children, and so on through multiple levels, it is often helpful to construct a product tree to better understand the logic before starting to multiply quantities. Exhibit 4-66 shows this product tree along with the calculated, exploded requirements for all purchase components. Exhibit 4-66, product tree with exploded requirements. Note how the quantities at each level up in a direct parent-child relationship become multipliers for the requirements at the lower levels. For example, we know that in total, 22 Gs will need to be purchased per unit of A that will be produced. This is because 3 Gs were needed for every D, and 2s were needed, resulting in 6 Gs plus the Gs needed on level 3. This level is 2 Ds times 2s times 4 Gs, or 16 Gs. However, not all of these Gs will necessarily be required at the same time, which is why offsetting is needed. Lead time offset, offsetting. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines lead time offset in the planned order receipt and release as follows. Lead time offset, a technique used in material requirements, planning in which a planned order receipt in one time period requires the release of that order in an earlier time period based on the lead time for the item. Planned order receipt, the quantity planned to be received at a future date as a result of a planned order release. Planned order receipts differ from scheduled receipts in that they have not been released. Planned order release, a row on a material requirements planning table that is derived from planned order receipts by taking the planned receipt quantity and offsetting it to the left by the appropriate lead time. Offsetting schedules the planned order release date closer to the present from the planned order receipt date based on the item's lead time. However, how does the system know when to schedule a planned order release? This is based on the net requirements, which are in turn based on the gross requirements. How does the system calculate the quantities and periods for gross requirements? As the exploding example showed, this is not always straightforward, since the same material might be used at different points in a process or in different processes. Exhibit 4-67 continues the prior example, but now the items in the product tree are given lead times. The tree is also flipped on its side to show it along a 5-week time horizon. Week 6 is needed to enter a planned order receipt for 1A. ready at the start of week 6, and the components are placed in the week the item production or purchase order would need to be released. Exhibit 4-67, product tree with lead times. Note that at the bottom of the graphic, there is a line for gross requirements for item G, as was calculated in Exhibit 4-66. These are listed in the week in which they will need to enter into the production process. For the moment, let's assume that there are 0 units of any of these components in inventory, there are no scheduled receipts yet, and the demand is for only this 1 unit of A. This means that the net requirements will be the same as the gross requirements, in which case the planned order receipts will also be for the same period. Assume that the lot size for each item is also 1. Exhibit 4-68 lists just the planned order receipt and planned order release lines for the relevant MRP records, showing offsetting based on the lead time for that part number. Here, offsetting is highlighted using shading, and arrows show which planned order releases are triggering the corresponding planned order receipts for their children. Refer to the product tree just shown as needed. Exhibit 4-68. Offsetting planned order releases from receipts. Let's describe what these arrows represent. The children of A are B, C, and D, so A's planned order release triggers exploded requirements for these materials shown as planned order receipts in the same week. It is a receipt because the materials need to be received by then. E has only 1 child, E, so its planned order release in week 4 triggers a planned order receipt in week 4 that is also exploded. This continues for the other 2 parent-child relationships in the product tree. A key point to note here is that gross requirements for a child are always based only on its direct parent's planned order releases, which are in turn based on the parent's net requirements, not on a requirement higher than 1 level up. Therefore, A's requirements come from the NPS, while B, C, and D's requirements come from A, and so on. This will become more important when we make the lot sizes larger than 1 unit, because the lot size for the direct parent will directly impact the exploded requirements for its children, and so on down each level.